It's a gewaltig simcha to see everybody back in the Beis Hashem, to see everybody back in your Beis Hashem, in our Beis Hashem, the place where everybody learned and battled and grew and developed. And as I look around the room, Baruch Hashem, so many memories are flooding my mind. Most of them very, very pleasant. I'm sorry I missed yesterday. It's a real, real pleasure to be able to have you all here. I hope I have a chance to be able to get to speak to you individually. It's, what can I tell you? It's a tremendous simcha when you see the peiros that come out of a makom teir, the peiros that you remember, and as I can still remember many of you when you first came to the yeshiva. And look at you now. You look so respectable. It's unbelievable. It's kenayin hara. People who were doing, accomplishing, and vibrant Avdei Hashem, Leim Dei Torah, the ones who are making a difference in the communities where you find yourselves. It's an amazing thing. With school, without school, every one of you with all the trials and tribulations that everybody went through. It's an amazing thing, and that we have such a beautiful Eilam Kenayin Hara. That in and of itself is a tremendous thing. But that we can see such a chashiva eilam kenayin hara of Bnei Torah who are oiskim b'Torah and oiskim l'avodas Hashem and who are nachas to the yeshiva, to nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and nachas to all of Klal Yisrael. I'll say a few words. First of all, I was asked to give a bracha, so I'm giving you all the bracha. You should all be gebenched. We should all be gebenched together. We should have only the most wonderful things that Rabbeinu Shem should bestow upon us. Only the most wonderful and pleasant things. Everything is toiv, but not only should it be toiv, they should be pleasant. We're not always zeichet to that. The Rabbeinu Shem is hoping that we should be zeichet to all of that. I was talking this past Shabbos. You know, the Klal Yisrael talks on the mitzvah of Shemitah. Who says, what's the Indian of Shemitah? He brings from the Meir that the Rambam says is because it's the healthiest thing for the ground. You should work the ground and periodically give it a rest, that it should be able to replenish its strength. He says, but that's not the way we normally do it. Normally we do it in the veld, what the people do, what farmers normally do is they work the ground for 2 years, and then the third year they leave it fallow, they let it rest, and then they go again 2 years, and then again they leave it rest. So what we're doing is not something that would seem make any sense to be able to give strength to the ground. Not only that, but it would seem to be contrary to the way one would want to be productive, to have the ground be productive. Because instead of keeping it every third year empty, fallow, and not working it, we're working it for 6 years in a row. And not only are we working it for 6 years in a row, but the sixth year, we say, which is the weakest year, by far, and that the Rabbeinu Shem tells us, don't worry about a thing. You know, you want to that's not a problem. The 6 years is going to give for 3 years. Hello? What are we talking about? It shouldn't give in for 1 year. But to see if it's going to give for 3 years, it's kenega the seichel. So he says it's clear that tachlis of Shemitah and Yevil is to foster emunah and bitachon in every one of us. Because that's the only way we can keep Shemitah. I wanted to say once, it's a melitza, it says, the mashmitah is nemer b'sinai. It says, because if it wouldn't be nemer b'sinai, we never would have been able to withstand the pressure and the frustration of not working the ground for a whole year, sitting by and watching everybody come and eat and do whatever they're going to do. And we came out in the garden, nothing's going on. Like nothing's going on. We're sitting here, we're sitting and learning. We're making yachikalas for a whole year. Zaktet's klar. That which Shemitah and Yevil is supposed to do is instill and munin bitachon and klal Yisrael. We're not working it for 3 years, we're going to have peiros. Either it's going to be nisbarach mameyav, or it's going to be lemaisa, we'll see. 3 years more crops are going to look like it's going to be three times what a normal year would produce. Whatever it is, it's emunah bitachon. And emunah bitachon is what Klal Yisrael is based on, what Arvedes Hashem is based on. We have a number of things that we have to be able to do when we want to be able to be Avdei Hashem, when we want to be Mekabli HaTorah, we want to be able to see what it is the Unta Shashura in doing the Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. In Parshas Kedoshim, we said, V'haftarach kamecha. The Ari says that we should say it every morning before davening. We should say, Hin mekabel lai mitzvah saseish, V'haftarach kamecha. Rabbi Kiva says it's a kol gadol b'teira. Nisht mit nisht al derech kabbalah. But Rabbi Kiva says, V'derech nigla, that ze kol gadol b'teira. V'haftarach kamecha. One of the most difficult mitzvahs that we have. Even according to Ramban says it can't mean that I'm supposed to be oiv another person exactly like I'm oiv myself, because it's not shayach. Because Rabbi Kiva himself says that if you're two people are in the midbar and only one has a flask of the water, then chayecha kaitin, you're supposed to think of yourself. Where's v'haftarach kamecha? Zakta, that's not the pshat. V'haftarach kamecha means v'haftarach kamecha, you should want for your rea, for your friend, exactly what you want for yourself. Ich will haben gesund, I want to have everybody else to have the same. Ich will haben parnas, I want everybody else to have the same. Ich will sein am atzliach in teire, I want everybody else to have exactly the same. You have to lireacha, do for your friend what you would want done for you. So in all the inyanim that I want for myself, I'm supposed to want for everybody else the same. You have to lireacha kamecha. That's when the yisaidus of being able to mekabel the Torah. That's what Chazal says on Vayichan. Vayichan sham yisol ki yishech et b'leivecha. There it's even more. Ki yishech et b'leivecha, and I don't know how it works with Ramban, but ki yishech et b'leivecha means that somehow we felt like an inseparable unit, and this is the first time and the last time it ever happened. We should be zeich, it should happen again, b'karev. But as far as we know, this was the only time that such thing ever transpired. That Klal Yisrael should be an achdus of ki ish echad b'lev echad, I think that's the only time we found it. We find it by the mitzvim, we also find ke echad, but there it's vakert, right? There it's not ki ish echad b'lev echad, it's b'lev echad ki ish echad. So to be able to have a common interest, and as a result of that, to act as one, does kemen shemach, and even Parah was able to pull that off. But to be ki ish echad b'lev echad, not because we have a common interest, but because we ourselves feel like one inseparable unit, that happened only once. And I think it's true. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think that which is necessary, absolutely necessary, to be able to accomplish that is what we had by Har Sinai and never since. The Hainu Paska Zuamasan. The Zuama was that which was the residue from the Nachash, the residue from the Chet. Right? So why was it necessary to have Paska Zuamasan? Because Kol Zman, there was any remnant of a Chet, that in and of itself causes a period. Why? Because Chazal Shteitach, Einan M'chayte V'leilai. When I do a Chet, by definition, I'm creating a period. Because when I do a Chet, I'm not doing a Chet for somebody else. I'm doing chet for myself. I'm not thinking about anybody else. If I were thinking about anybody else, I wouldn't be doing the chet. Memele, unless the Rebbeinu Shlomo will make this nes again of Paska Zuhamasan, that to rid ourselves of any remainder, of any remnant of chet, it's not going to be possible for us to be able to realize again that darga of kishach b'levech. But we have to try. We have to do whatever we can in order to be able to get over any period that exists between ourselves and anybody else, and be able to try to feel ki ish echad milev echad to the best of our ability. So that's one thing that we need to have for Kabbalah Zatera. We need another thing. The Rishiv Rabbi Zatzal always used to say, and I'm sure many of you remember, he used to say, V'haft l'reach kamecha, it's a strange way that the Rabbeinu Shlom telling us the mitzvah V'haft l'reach. What do you mean kamecha? So who is this to say? That the Torah is teaching us, he said. The Torah is teaching us you can't love anybody else more than you love yourself. That's the cap. That's the most that anybody can do. Is v'ahavta re'acha kamecha. I can love it. The most I can do is kamech. But for that, zakta, you have to have freer dafn zayin an ayev adatzmai. I have to be ayev myself first. If I'm not ayev myself, then I can never be ayev anybody else either. So I can't be mekayim after kamecha. And a similar machshava is miyuchas to Rabbeinu Yaina in the Shari Aveda. Rabbeinu Yaina says like this: HaPesach HaRishon, the first door in the Shari Aveda, SheYeda HaIsh HaAyved, that a person who's an Eved Hashem has to know Erech Atzmo, his own self worth, his own value. I'm not a psycholog. Rabbeinu Yaina. VeYakir Ma'alosoy UMa'alas Aveisav. Nachmer. You have to recognize your own mildness, your own strengths, and the mild of your parents. Can you imagine our parents have strengths? We have to recognize our mildness and the mildness of our parents. Ugdulasam and their greatness. Vachashivusam and their vat and their importance. Vachibasam, it's laborious barach, and how much the Rebbeinu Shem loves them. We have to realize that we are lovable. That's a feat. Not always can we be zeichet to that feeling. We're worthy of being loved. And our parents are worthy of being loved. And our parents are chashuv. And our parents are great. And our parents do unbelievable things and the Rebbeinu Shem loves them. V'yishtadel, v'yishchazik tamid, and he should try and always be mechazik himself, l'hamid atzmei b'malahi. To keep himself on that level of where he really is. Ulisnaig bo tamid. And to always act with that. Always act with that awareness of where I really am, who I really am. See, we make a terrible, terrible mistake, and we think that we're doing the right thing. We think that because we're imperfect people, because we make maveris, so we're no good. You know, that's the most powerful piece of ammunition that the Yetzirah and the Satan have in their arsenal. Is you're no good. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want from you, doesn't want your mitzvahs, doesn't want your Torah, doesn't want anything. Yeah? It's a lie from beginning to end. And it's the most detrimental thing that there is. I tell the Bachim all the time, better than believing that, go to McDonald's, get a double cheeseburger, and eat it on Shabbos Yom Kippur. I don't want them to go eating anything that trash. But I want them to understand how detrimental this is to a person's total evaluation, not only value of himself, but his whole Eved Hashem. You can't be an Eved Hashem if you don't hold from yourself. You can't be an Eved Hashem if you don't believe that the Rebbeinu Shem loves you. You can't be an Eved Hashem if you don't believe that the Rebbeinu Shem wants our Aveda and values our Aveda and values us. This is the most basic, elementary, rudimentary hanocha that a person has to know, and we have to keep on chazring it on, because every time we slip up, and unfortunately we do slip up, but every time we slip up, we start to feel okay. Money, machai. It's natural. A Yiddish neshama is like a diamond. You can get it dirty, you can never ruin it. A diamond doesn't get ruined. A Yiddish neshama doesn't get ruined. We can fapachke, we can dirty it. We can do that, and we do that. But that doesn't ruin the neshama. The neshama is still there. The neshama is b'chol tekfei. We have to understand that. We have to remind ourselves. We have to remember it. We have to act on it. This is one of the most important things that we have to know for Kabbalah Soter. While we're here, I just want to mention to you that being here, this whole coming together with Yahya Kala, has a lot of the ingredients. The Rachayim HaKadosh says, it says, Vayisum refidim vayachnu bamidbar, vayichan yisolim keneged har. So the Rachayim HaKadosh says that this pasuk contains the three essential ingredients for Kabbalah Soterah. Vayisum refidim. We don't have to be told when we use the refidim. We know that we were in refidim. So for states of Vayisum refidim. Zakta Vayisum refidim means we were naiseya from the Rafi Yedeim and Atayrah. We left the atzlus, we left the not being misgaber, not being giving ourselves over to the to Torah and mitzvahs the way we should, and utilize the strength that we really can have. Vayachnu bamidbar, a person in order to be able to have Kabbalah Satira has to feel, and Amivas has to feel like people can step all over me. I don't mean it literally, but it means that I don't have a gaiva, I don't have a covet for myself that is going to get in my way from learning Taira. The last thing is the Vayichan, Ki Yishechad B'Leivecha. Getting together and learning B'Tzafsa, learning B'Chavrusa, and coming to the, what's going on here is that we're exercising our own kayach, we're trying to use whatever kayachas that we have to do more than we normally do, to be able to put it into Talmud Torah, to put it into being mechazek ourselves in learning of Torah and keeping of Torah. And we're trying to be together and learn in a proper way, learning from the Rebbeim, learning from one another, not to be feeling of ourselves that we're so graced that we don't need to come, we don't need that, don't need a shir, we don't need chavrusas. And we're doing it b'achdus. We're coming together and being misachd, being beis Hashem Yisbarach, to be able to feel that achdus. The Ben Shem Zalman's mentioned that we should all have, all of these hachanas should make a reshem and should be something we can take with ourselves and take with ourselves and not just keep it until Shavuos, but keep it beis Hashem Yisbarach as long as we can, until the next time that we get together. And hopefully it won't be as long as it was from last time to this time. Should be able to get together on a regular basis, be able to get together, to learn together, to yeshivim together, to talk together. And Be'ez Hashem, that'll be something where the Rebbeinu Shem sees that we want to do whatever we can to prepare ourselves for a Kabbalah Satayra. Not only are we being main and safer the days until we can be Makabal Satayra, but we're doing everything that's necessary to be able to be in the Makabal Satayra and to be able to keep the Ratz Hashem Yisbarach alive, vibrant, and applicable to all of us. Chazak v'ematz.